9:10 here on the Mighty 690. It is time once again for our, I guess, final update. I guess I don't know if we're having you on next week. Probably not.
No.
With Candy Westbrook. Good for you. I mean, I would do the same thing. So yeah, last one of the year.
Yes.
With
yes.
Candy Westbrook.
Not that I don't love everybody, but yes,
no,
I'm going to be traveling next week.
Traveling, so. You know, the K-State folks are going to be off. So
yeah.
I fully support that. So take it while you can. So,
absolutely.
Good deal. Well, I mean, we have, what a year this has been. And, you know, I've only been able to participate in the back half of it, but hey, it's been great so far. So,
yeah.
And Brown Mansion Tours sold out.
Sold out.
Yeah.
And I can't remember how many they said, but it was like 1700 or something came through.
That's awesome.
So yeah, it was wonderful. It was good to
well,
see.
And
so.
We really had a good time. I think Matt may have seen, we were going up the stairs as you came in Saturday or something. So there were a lot of people in there.
There was. And that's even with them, rationing it off, I guess,
yeah.
You know, limiting how many
limiting.
Can come in at a time. So yeah, it was good though. It was very good.
Really cool. I mean, we were all saying, yeah, we definitely have to come back and see it, you know, when it's not completely decorated and filled with 100 people, you know, to look around.
Then
and
you get to see all the other details that you can't miss.
Exactly.
Yeah, all the trees and lights kind of.
They are spectacular, but yeah, you get to actually see the normal kind of setup. So
yep.
I'm looking forward to that. It was great.
Good.
So it's been a, I think seems like a successful Christmas in Coffeyville. Still continues.
It
of
has.
Course.
It has. It's been a very interesting year, but it's ending on a good note, and I'm excited about next year. So
no,
yeah,
that's
for
great.
Sure.
That's great. So, what do we have as we kind of finish out the year?
Well, not too much. That's, so I'll try to keep it simple and easy for you today. So just a few things, but save the date, everyone, on January 14th, when we head back into the new year, the Chamber Ambassadors are starting up a trivia game night. We're going to start doing this monthly. The first one will be on the 14th at Gigi's at 6:30. So you gather your team. There's going to be cash prizes, and I mean, who doesn't like a little trivia? So
of course.
I'm not particularly great at it, but it's still fun. So anyway, yeah, we'll be registering teams. You can call the chamber, or if you want more information about it, just let me know and we can tell you all about it. But January 14th, I'm calling all the bakers out there. The chamber is needing some wonderful desserts donated for our annual dinner. We have a game, so I can't wait for you to experience it, but it's called the Dessert Dash, and it's a lot of fun. But we have to have 45 desserts to get this.
That's a lot.
Yeah, to pull off. So we are looking for those that maybe want to get their name out there. You know, maybe you do it as a side business. But if you have a dessert that you can donate to the chamber, let me know and we'll get you signed up for that. If your business or family is wanting to maybe bless an individual organization for the holiday season, I know of several groups that have some projects and are looking for the end of the year donations. I am always looking for what can I donate so that I can get it on my tax receipt for the end of the year. So I wanted just to share a few of those today. So if you're out there and you're wanting to make a donation or help out a group, here's just a few. So we have a box at the chamber. The Southeast Kansas Veterans Partnership is collecting supplies. So there's a drop box there. I know Southeast Kansas Works is also collecting canned foods at the Independence office for the Kansas Food Bank. KFAN is accepting donations to help families in need. You can contact them for a specific list of the supplies or just a donation. Of course, Salvation Army has the angel trees going on right now. Mm-hmm. That's about to wrap up, but I think there's still time for that. Midwest Pregnancy is raising funds for a new roof on their building. It's having some issues. Friends of Animals, I mean, that's one of those groups that needs something every day. Daily supplies of foods, blankets, toys, and treats because they have a short life. And then they're also working on some fencing and gates to allow for some more outdoor kennels. Boys and Girls Club is saving up for a project. And then I know the Brown Mansion that we were just talking about is working on funds. They've got to replace some chimneys and some roof damage.
Ooh, yeah.
That way they can trap kind of the moisture from getting into all that precious furniture and the walls and
of
stuff.
Of course, yeah. So, that's an important thing.
Yeah, that's one. So those are just a few. There's a lot more out there, but those are just a few that are still looking for donations at the end of the year. So if you want to give back, you can contact them or give us a call. We can give you
sure.
their numbers.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea because, yeah, you guys are... anytime I have a question, I'm like, I just come to you and you can call out. You're like, it's like a spider web of
yeah,
all this
I'm like,
stuff.
Yeah, I probably know something.
You know who
something.
To call. So it's good. Yeah, just kind of your one-stop shop if you have questions, need the
yep.
number, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Just a few news from our members. The Coffeyville Library had a reminder recently that it's they have a lot of movie rentals. So when you Christmas kids are on break and setting their board, the library has all kinds of movies that you can rent out for the holidays.
Yeah.
And I know several places in town are doing some last-minute shopping promos. So if you haven't got Christmas gifts, which hopefully you have most of them by now, but for those last few things, I know Janelle's and Green Acres have some really good items. Olson's Ace Hardware, Bayberry's, just to name a few. Or I always remind everybody, if you can't figure out what to get somebody, like they're picky, like, what do I give this person? Consider a Shop Coffeyville gift card.
Ooh.
We do those. Okay. It's about 20 different businesses that are on there. So that way, they can use it for anything they want.
And
want
it stays shoes, local, which yes, is great.
All that money stays right here. And then that way, they can go to groceries with it. They can buy new shoes. They can go to a restaurant. So it's super easy. And just a reminder out there, if your business is not on our gift card, give me a call, because we want to promote as many businesses as possible on that. So there's just a few steps that we have to do to get you set up. But yeah, call the chamber. It's on the website, so you just purchase it online. It's super easy. But if not, call us and we can kind of walk you through that. I'll tell you in a minute about that. So in the news, I know you guys have already been doing stories on this, but I just want to give an extra kind of reminder for everybody to stay safe this weekend, starting tomorrow.
Yes.
Getting so cold out there. So I always like to remind everybody to kind of check on your neighbor, especially the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got an elderly, just make sure that they, you know, have heat in their home, that they're taken care of. Again, we talked about this before, but space heaters, I know with the cold snap coming in, people are going to be cranking those up, but watch them. Make sure they're not left unattended at all.
Yeah, especially if you have pets and some of these older ones that don't have a safety feature, yes, or they'll turn off. You just really want to be extra careful. Mm-hmm. And I've seen space heaters literally catch carpet on fire randomly.
Yeah.
Just because maybe the cord was frayed or whatever, and it sparked. And I mean, so random stuff can happen. So you never leave them unattended,
exactly,
is my rule of thumb.
And they
overload the breakers.
Yes. So I always tell everybody, don't make sure it's on something where there's nothing else, you know, that you're,
exactly,
not going to go fry something. So I also remind everybody that if you don't have a blanket in your car, it's a good idea to have one in your car just in case you do have a wreck or something happens. Make sure your cell phone's charged up and, you know, just be prepared because the cold is coming and I want everybody to be safe.
Yeah. And speaking of announcements and that sort of thing, this just in, that Meals on Wheels will be closed tomorrow. So,
oh, okay.
So yeah, via this napkin, it's very official.
I know.
It is closed tomorrow.
That's one of the things I'm telling people too. If you don't have to be out tomorrow, I would just encourage you not to be out. Just again, it's hard on your car and it's hard on everybody. It's just going to be cold. So be careful. A few events coming. So just save the date on these. Of course, the last night of the Candlelit Tours is this weekend, but they're sold out. January 5th is our Business Over Breakfast, so we welcome everybody to come out for that. On the 12th in January, Cedar Bluff Camp is having a bingo night. On the 17th, Vanguard Academy is having their open house. That is the new school in town that I mentioned a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And so on the 17th, if you want to learn more about that new school. Of course, the 20th, my favorite night of the year, which is a chamber annual dinner that we just talked about. So if you haven't got tickets for that, make sure you get that either this week or after the first of the year.
Get those at the chamber.
You can get them online.
Okay.
Or you can just call and we register you and we'll send you an invoice.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And and then on the 26th of January, the Yoke is having another one of their mystery dinners. So those are fun. That is really all. Like I said, it's kind of winding down.
It is.
So it's nice, kind of quiet. I'm enjoying it, trying to get projects caught up. So I am reminding everybody, we are closed next week. And so if you need anything, I would say come in today. And
yes.
We'll hook you up and you can come see me. Bring me some treats. I'm eating so much food right now.
I know. We have like a buffet over there. It's ridiculous.
I love it. But come in this week if you need to. Otherwise, next week you can... Our email's on the website. You can message us on Facebook, whatever. I'm still going to be checking those, but we won't physically be in the office. So
Well, that's all good. And we've got the new diner opening up, hopefully, start of January. Mm-hmm. I saw they had some classic cars over there the other day. They looked like maybe they're taking pictures.
They were
perhaps.
Doing a promo. Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
Yep. They're getting awesome. All geared up. They were waiting on some last few furniture items. But yeah, they're getting all ready to go. I'm looking forward to it. They haven't set the exact date,
sure.
But it's right after the first of the year. So probably, I mean, everybody's got to get back into the swing of things after the second. So
we're chomping at the bit.
I know.
We're ready
to
go. Yeah. So. Well, Candy, wonderful update. Thank you for that. And I hope you have enjoy your next week off with
absolutely.
Being able to relax and spend some time.
Although I'm traveling north, and with all this weather, I'm like,
it's bad news bears. Yeah,
I know. Might be a lot of snow up there.
Yeah, Shay's leaving today because his flight was going to be canceled.
Oh.
So he's trying to fly into Cincinnati, I think. And they're like thinking about shutting down the airport and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So
airlines this time of year.
Ooh, yeah.
I hate
it's bad. Mm. It seems like, we always get something right around Christmas, and it's a bad situation when it's perfect weather.
Yeah.
So I don't envy their jobs.
No, I don't want to do that.
No,
I would. But the only good thing I can say about all this is that I would like a white Christmas, so that would be nice.
Well, your hopes are getting dashed a little bit, unfortunately, no. Because they were looking kind of good, and then the slate of snowfall prediction came in, and it's looking worse.
It does.
For a white
It avoids us a lot.
Yeah, it does. It does. It's historically quite low, actually. And for Oklahoma, it's even like 0 to 10%. Kansas is a little over like 15 or something. So historically.
Wow.
So, but hey, Candy, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas.
You too.
Thank you so much for coming in, and I'll see you next year.
That's right.
But probably before that. So, the way things go. But on the radio.
On
next
the radio.
Year.
Sounds
so,
good. Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll continue with Open Line here in just moments on the Mighty 690.